This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to do a couple of stories today as corona vaccines start to roll out about getting back to the office, what it's going to look and feel like. That's coming up from Amy Scott in a minute or five. But we're going to get going with what might be in store for commercial real estate in the medium to long term as companies do those ought we go back or not cost-benefit analyses. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore starts us off.
Talk about dodging a bullet. Dean Meyer was just about to sign a lease on a new office space for his company back in March.
We decided not to pull the trigger on that.
Meyer is president of Code Green Solutions, a consulting firm. Like a lot of corporate America, everyone there is working remote now.
We do miss the collaboration, the innovation that happens.
So they are going to get that new office space, but just later, sometime in 2021.
At least at first, it'll be smaller.
25% smaller, he thinks. How many companies are going to downsize their footprint like this?
We've surveyed thousands of employees and end users of commercial properties.
Christian Bodwin is with JLL, one of the world's largest commercial real estate services companies.
Most are telling us that they actually want to return, just not every single day.
So they might not reduce the physical footprint of an office so much as the time spent there. That would soften the blow to commercial landlords. Jonathan Miller is president of Miller Samuel. He says those landlords come in a lot of different shapes and sizes.
They could be a publicly traded company all the way to a private individual or a family.
And a lot of those landlords have debts to pay. On average, commercial real estate is financed mostly by debt, 70 to 85%. The rest is in equity, according to Brian Graham, partner at Claros Group. If losses pile up because, you know, rent falls or things go vacant, debts don't get paid back.
It's hard for me to imagine that every lender is going to escape unscathed.
Half of those lenders, by the way, are banks. But this whole question of how big offices are going to be is a long-term problem. Landlords, tenants, and banks are still trying to deal with the short-term right now. Like, will that restaurant on the corner survive, let alone pay rent? In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.